from Sensible Medicine. Long COVID. Alzheimer's. You choose. She had diagnosed herself by the time I saw her. Brain fog, she said. From COVID. I had it 2 years ago. Mild, thank God. She'd read the articles, followed the research, and found a name for what was happening to her. Long COVID. A thief that entered through the lungs and stayed in the brain. It made sense. It had a beginning and implied an ending. Or at least a plateau. It was something she'd survived. It was her story. I listened. I ordered the workup. The MRI showed hippocampal atrophy. His scan lit up with amyloid. I sat across from her in the exam room, the images on my screen, and took her story away. It's not long COVID, I said. It's probably Alzheimer's disease. I watched her face as the words landed. She didn't cry. She didn't argue. She went quiet, the silence of someone rearranging their future. Her story had been about recovery. Mine was about decline. Her story had a cause she could point to. A week in 2021 when the virus got in. Mine had no origin, nothing to blame, just plaques on a computer screen. Her story let her stay who she'd always been. A woman who trusted her own judgment, who'd raised her daughters on skepticism and home remedies, who didn't take pills she didn't need. Mine made her a patient. Her daughters came to the next appointment. We discussed medications. Donepezil, memantine. I explained the modest benefits and the side effects. She listened, asked questions, then shook her head. I've never been one for pills, she said. The daughters nodded. They knew her. I was beginning to. I told her we'd monitor and stay in touch. I didn't push. She'd accepted the diagnosis, or at least she hadn't rejected it aloud. She wasn't going to let it change how she lived. I respected that. Autonomy, we call it. Patient-centered care. Then I mentioned lecanemab. I didn't recommend it. I explained the trials. The slowing of decline, the brain swelling, and the bleeds. I was careful, balanced. I presented the option and waited. She looked at me for a long moment. Do you ever make a recommendation? She asked. The question startled me. I'd been trained to inform, not direct. To offer options, not opinions. Shared decision, making, not paternalism. The new covenant between doctor and patient. But she wasn't asking for options. She was asking for guidance. She'd spent 78 years trusting her own judgment. Now she had a disease that would eventually take her judgment away. And she was sitting across from a doctor who wouldn't tell her what to do. I said, if you want to explore lecanemab, I'd recommend seeing a neurologist. I was opening a door. She could walk through or not. She walked through. The neurologist had his own story. Lecanemab causes brain swelling and microbleeds. She was on Eliquis. Combination was dangerous. Before she could have the Alzheimer's drug, she'd need a procedure, left atrial appendage closure, a device placed in the heart. Then she could stop the blood thinner. Then she could start the infusions. I read his note and traced the path. Her story, long COVID. My story, Alzheimer's. The neurologist's story, treatable if we intervene. The cardiologist's story, procedurally manageable, each of us adding a chapter. My referral was the first domino. My non-recommendation was a recommendation. I don't know about this, she said. It's become a lot. I asked what she was thinking. I went to the neurologist because you said I could. Now there's a heart procedure. I didn't want any of this. I heard it then. Clarity. She knew what she wanted. She'd known all along. She wanted to be the woman who didn't take pills, who trusted her own body, who'd survived the virus and was living with the fog. What should I do? She asked. What would you tell me to do if I were your mother? 2 months ago, I'd been neutral. I did not give guidance. I went with the system's defaults. In fact, my neutrality didn't protect her autonomy. It abandoned her to a story she hadn't chosen. I'd been neutral, and neutral, I was learning, had a direction. It points toward the system's defaults. If it were my mother, I said, I'd stop. I'd tell the neurologist thank you, but no. I'd go home and live the way you've always lived. I saw her 3 months later, routine follow-up. She was the same, slower maybe, but herself. She told me about her garden, her grandchildren, and a book she was reading about the immune system. I've been thinking, she said. I think a lot of this is long COVID. The brain fog. I had it, you know. 2 years ago, she'd taken her story back. I don't know which story is true. I know her story lets her live. I know mine was accurate. I know the system's story would have made her into a fool. I'm patient. Which is the one thing she never wanted to be. She had asked me if I ever make a recommendation. I recommend the story that lets you keep being yourself for as long as you can. Sometimes that's the medical one. Sometimes it isn't. She still calls it long COVID. I let her. Michael Sarai is an internist and geriatrician at Peace Health Center for Senior Health, Bellingham, Washington.